Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Betty Window on the Nerdport Network. I am your host, Stephen Ronnie, and with me as always,
J-E-T-S, Jets, the Zombie Masters here, and yes, I am happy. Go fuck the Eagles.
yes, as well as...
Dude, my name's Captain Stuntcock, and even I found that too graphic.
Hey, all I'll say is fuck the refs, fuck that game, and fuck the Eagles!
Yeah, fuck the Eagles.
The only Eagle that was any of any sorts was Vincent Papale.
Or any of the Eagles.
Yeah, that's not a Philly Eagle, though.
But that's the only Eagle I don't hate. Right, the American Eagle. A bald Eagle, of course. I love the bald Eagle.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, America!
America!
While we're at it, let me just go ahead and say, fuck Eagle Eye.
Oh shit! We're gonna start this now.
I saw Ryan like my post on Twitter about the Will Smith joke I put on Twitter.
Oh, that might that room might get a little fishy at the end of the week.
Ooh.
you know, just gotta make sure you don't trip over the goal line,
or trip over your words.
Shut up! That was to me.
Okay, stop tripping.
My emotions!
Sounds familiar.
Oh, but yes, if you're new to the show, we are a sports commentary talk show, sports show that goes into the world of sports and sports betting. Not to have anything to do with a thing going in Washington right now, but that's another story for another episode for another show.
And if you haven't been listening, Ryan, you want to tell them what that deal is?
What deal?
I said if they haven't been listening, what should you tell them?
Oh, dude, you're a fucking idiot. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, there you go.
Canadians are weird.
You just got me. Indian, you motherfucker.
That's right, you head boy. No, I mean, come
here. Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Dude, Chili's didn't call me a fucking Canadian. Fuck.
I guess you're saying you're weird, dude.
What soundbite was this? I don't remember.
Get the fuck out of here. No, I cannot. It's serious because it's very important, please.
Damn it, Serge.
Wine, a cocktail, a espresso.
But yes.
Yeah, the rails are ready, folks.
So. Oh, dude, there ain't no. What rails?
Yeah, I think we should stop using rails because we're never on them anyway.
Why do we need rails? Do you suck at bowling?
Listen.
No, I don't. Actually, I was a bowling champion for a while, so thank you very much.
We need rails, buddy.
Listen, does it really matter? At least we didn't show up to practice. At least we all showed up to the show, unlike James Harden, who didn't show up to practice today.
Why, was there an all-you-can-eat buffet somewhere?
At the strip club, maybe. Go for the lemon pepper wings.
Love them bitches.
Or is he like, and that's my boy, he goes, that's a good, you know, get a little omelet shit going in there.
Listen.
Watching Lulu on stage or whatever the fuck her name was.
Listen, if you understood what it meant to have a nice all-you-can-eat buffet at a strip club at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I've been to the east side, sir.
I have one thing to say to you, Ryan. Delilah.
Oh, yeah. Delilah's.
I got to say to you, sir.
Let's just say it looks like the St. Louis girls. You don't know which one has a missing kid, a cesarean section, or methamphetamine teeth.
Yes.
That one was just mean.
And it's a juice bar, too.
Oh.
So you know what that means.
Hey, first off, the strip clubs are on the east side, and we had, like, you know, Diamond Cabaret and, you know, PT's and Roxy's. And, you know, some of those places have good-looking girls if you go in there at the right time. But if not, yeah, you're totally going to see, like, the B-Squad with, like, fresh bullet wounds and cesarean stuff.
Shift!
So, there used to be this little strip club just outside the city. This little town called Imperial, and it was called the Artesian Lounge. And their A squad was every place else's B squad.
Oh, shit. Oh, Ronnie.
And this show's sponsored by Clap Cleats.
Well, Ronnie, dare I bring up the name RJ's and Black Betty's?
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, I don't need a tetanus shot right now.
Which one would you get of that? Or that would be from both of what I just mentioned.
I get the freaking penicillin shot from one and the
gonorrhea shot from the other. I've never been in Black Betty's, but I've heard horror stories of Black Betty's. RJ's, I've been in there for the $1.50 beers.
I've never gone to a strip club and worn a condom in for my own protection.
It's the right time when you go into a strip club like that where it's just standing room only.
And that's probably why you do. You don't want to sit down anywhere in that place.
Exactly.
No, you're going to get stuck.
I could tell you guys the stories of RJ's, man.
All right. God. Jokes make Ronnie gay.
That's my purse! I don't know you!
Let me put it to you this way. I was in RJ's one day with a buddy of mine, and this girl comes over. It's not bad looking. She started talking. I swear I was talking to Barry White.
You sure it wasn't a post-op?
I don't know what it was, but I didn't want to go anywhere near it. I swear to God, the body looked okay. Not great. Looked okay. But then she started talking, and then Barry White showed up.
What would you rate her on a Clydesdale scale?
There's not enough fucking Clydesdales to cover that scale.
Okay. And if you get that joke, I commend everybody for that.
Fucked up, bro.
Well, Ryan, I'm sorry. You see a semi-attractive woman and come up, and all of a sudden you hear, "Hi, how are you doing?"
So she was a double bagger and an earmuff.
No, that was
a bag over, you put a bag over her head, a bag over your head, and earmuffs over him.
No, I put a gag in her mouth so she won't talk.
Oh, God, man.
Ooh, baby, I like it more.
And I had a friend who's no longer with us, so I think it's a safe bet to tell this story. Let me put it this way. This guy used to work when Sears was a big thing. He used to make big bucks at Sears. He would blow $1,000 in RJ's on a given night.
Okay, can I just say one thing? The fact that you had to utter a sentence that made big money at Sears.
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. He hooked up with almost the entire roster at RJ's at one point or another and would brag about it.
What the fuck is the sun?
And asked me if, I could hook you up. I'm like, that's quite all right. Thank you.
I am a man.
I am, but I ain't going to go with any of those that they probably are men.
Jesus.
That's comedy gold right there. Thank you for the setups.
But that's...
Yeah. Oh, that or...
No, he ain't here.
Who the fuck is playing Galaga?
I turned on my phone, and it was the soundbite on my phone.
Right. I mean, listen. I understand you grew up with a rock and a stick, but whatever happened to the rock?
I told you I wasn't able to afford the pet rock. I had to buy the generic.
Get the offspring that one.
I had to pick my own.
No. Instead of the rock, you got the wheel. So when you whack the stick across the wheel, you get.
No, the best line was Ryan going, "What the hell did you do with the stick?"
Oh, God damn it.
God, this show is so much more fucking fun now.
Dude, the other day my boss looked at me and he's like, "Fuck you and the horse you rode in on." And my only question is like, dude, what the fucking horse ever do to you? Like, I can understand fuck me, but like, what the horse ever do? That's bullshit.
Maybe he said, maybe the horse turned him down for a date or something. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? It might be.
Oh, shit. All right. So do we want to get into the news?
Is there news?
Yeah.
Fucking shit up on Assassin's Creed. That's news.
I mean, Houston's up 3-0 in the bottom, the top of the third on Texas. So it looks like if things go well, we're going to actually have a series in that, unlike the Phillies, who are going to probably sweep the Diamondbacks.
Which I'm sad about.
You know,
I wanted the Diamondbacks to win this.
I know you did, but, you know, the sports gods decided to take a shit on the Eagles.
Listen, Harper, listen, as much as everyone hates the Phillies, like, the last thing I want to see is an NL East team win the whole thing. But they're kind of like what the Yankees used to be, where you hate the team, but you want to see the players get the ring.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I'll just say this. If it is, in fact, Houston and Philly, let's hope the polls aren't being greased because I want to see Philly lose. I'm sorry.
I want to see Harper. I want to see Harper. I want to see Realmuto, and I want to see Nola get their rings. Because Harper got fucked when he leaves, and then the next year they win the fucking whole thing.
Well, that was like Buck Showalter leaving the Yankees, and the next year Joe Torre comes in and wins every fucking thing.
But, I mean, the one thing, and Turner. I like to see Turner actually win one with a team that didn't seem like they were cheating.
Cheating? What is that?
If they seem like they were cheating, they probably were.
They were. I mean, and Scherzer, oh, that's, you know what? That's even better, though, John.
What's that?
Scherzer started game 3.
And he got knocked around?
He's pitched 2. It's 4-0 Houston. 4 earned, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. He's got a 13.5 ERA.
Yeah, he might call it a career after this season. And
he's got 2 more years.
Don't mean he's going to fucking take them.
Well, I think one's a team option, isn't it?
No, it was a player option.
One's a player, one's a mutual, and the other one's a mutual.
Yeah, so he might be told to kick rocks soon. Who knows?
Oh, and he actually showed up for one. Fucking Altuve, that little Mighty Mouse munchkin, hit a home run.
Well, did they knock the microphone off of him this time because he didn't want it to? Oh, no, wait a minute. That was the tattoo he had just gotten.
Yeah, his wife said to cover, allegedly.
Yeah, I said it.
It was a cell phone, so he had it on vibrate.
Sure, that's the only thing he had on vibrate?
Hey now! Wow! Someone on Twitter said Jose Altuve, when he can't cheat, goes to the Yankees. That's low. But that's funny.
And Christian's not here for it.
It's okay. We can remind him.
Oh, no. Let the devil remind him.
Jose Altuve, Alvarez. Yeah. Yeah, freaking.
He goes to the Yankees. Yeah, Satan can totally remind him of that.
Yeah, that would be good.
Just, you know, say your little chant and prayer, and I'm sure he'll
prayer. Say your prayers, take your vitamins.
Take your steroids.
Your vitamins, sacrifice a small goat, and I'm sure Satan will remind Christian of what you want to do.
Insurrection? Do what now?
What?
Oh, I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
Can you lead in with something like that and say, oh, I'll tell you off air? No, I want to know now.
All right, fine. This is not a politics show, but apparently, allegedly, from videos that I've seen, they say that it was pro-Hamas protesters have stormed the Capitol and did a sit-in in the Capitol.
That's it?
That's all they're showing. We don't know anything else.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit earlier. You know where I'm at with this whole thing.
I know. And I'm kind of in the same boat. But, you know, if it was on the other foot, we've already had this.
Correctamundo.
What are you, Fonzie?
Hey. Hey, there's somebody that we should be talking about with this, but if we're going
Polls?
Never mind. You leave it on a T for somebody he doesn't know his Q.
Ha ha, very funny, motherfucker.
All right. Yeah, so Philly, all right, news-wise, Philly is up 2-0 on the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Rangers are up 4-0 right now in the middle of the third. But
You said the Rangers. I mean, the
Rangers,
Astros.
No, the Astros are up 4-0, but Texas leads the series 2-0.
Oh, well, they can come back.
I mean, yeah, but I think Scherzer's still in the – I don't think Scherzer got pulled yet.
Oh, then it might be a blowout before too long.
All right, I got to pull something up because we got to talk about this when Christian gets here. Because we got new – we can start talking about it. We got new Olympic sports.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Some are okay. Other ones are interesting.
You paused on that way too much.
let's just say they're trying to diversify the Olympics. That sounds wrong. Let me see if I can find it.
Phrasing!
Let me see. Okay, so we are officially – so the big news is right now we are getting baseball and softball back.
Well, that shouldn't have fucking left to begin with.
That's one of the bigger news for the year. Yeah, new Olympic sports for 2024. I believe it's 2026 that it's the – ones that are coming in, but there we go, sports. New to this year, we are getting, did they bring it back? Fucking breakdancing. We are getting this year.
Radical.
Yeah. They're not – I love how Wikipedia is not telling me what's the new games added this year. It's like, oh, my God. You
it's a Wikipedia not to have something.
Yeah, it's shocking, right? Oh, filibuster. One time at band camp.
Oh, man, yeah, the oboe. I heard about that. Better than John and the trumpet. Heard about that, too.
What the fuck are you talking about?
About that magical summer at band camp.
Well, fuck you.
I think I actually saved it to my phone, so let
me... I know it's a sensitive spot, but...
Hey, now. All right, here we go. So, 5 sports have been added to the LA 28 Olympic Games. baseball and softball, like we said.
Yep.
Cricket, which I'm interested to see what actually happens with Americans in cricket, because I would love to see an American team play that.
Yeah. Yeah, run by Casey Jones, right?
Mutant form of baseball.
Yes. The scoring, don't ask me how it is, because I don't know. Lacrosse.
Okay, I'm down for lacrosse.
Squash. Which, if you don't know what squash is, it's like racquetball.
Kinda.
And flag football.
Flag football?
Yep, because they already have rugby, so they have to have, so they have something that's, you know, participation trophies.
Interesting.
How I feel about that one.
I'm interested to see what it is. Like, what are we getting with it? If it's just going to be flag football, well, we have rugby, just with a different – rugby's legitimately the same freaking thing, but why are we just going to get what we're getting? Like, okay, so we need to have flag football. Bro, if we get flag football, I want Tyreek Hill in the Olympics. I want to see, like, these NFL fuckers go and play flag football. Because then we will smoke the ever-living shit out of everybody.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Dude, imagine Tyreek Hill, just a guy who's they put no pads on Tyreek, and just go, run. Okay. Baseball and softball, I'm interested to see what we're getting from that.
I'll just say one thing. Edwin Diaz is not allowed to participate.
Well, here's the thing. Are we getting World Baseball Classic baseball, or are we getting college and amateurs?
I would say, in my opinion, I hope it's like college and amateurs.
Or retired players.
Yeah, just as long as Edwin Diaz is nowhere near that fucking field. He'll win a gold medal, celebrate and break both his legs.
Jesus.
That's how you really feel, buddy.
But tell me I'm not wrong for feeling that way.
Unfortunately, you're not.
Because, and I've said this on air and I've said this off air, I truly believe Edwin Diaz going down before the season started was a precursor to the Mets' nightmare season.
So, all right. So the Olympic Games this year, next year for Paris, they added 4 new games for this year. So the new games getting added that is going to go forward with it as of right now. Surfing, they brought back surfing.
I didn't know surfing left.
Yeah, it left because the areas they were doing it didn't have any beaches.
Okay, who's cracked open a beer?
No, it's a soda. We're good. I'm not buzzing yet.
Keyword. Yet.
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 skateboarding is coming back.
Nice.
Bruh.
Sports climbing. So professional rock climbing.
I'm kind of curious how that's going to work, but okay.
And breaking, a.k.a. breakdancing. Stomp the yard. Like, oh, why breakdancing? The next thing you're going to tell me is we're going to get professional Call of Duty.
Ronnie, I'll say this in the most respectful way I can. Don't give them any fucking ideas.
Oh, don't worry. They already fucking fucking thought about it. That was an article I read 3 years ago and they turned it down. A Street Fighter was going to be an Olympic sport.
Next thing you know, we're going to see Kenny Omega trying out for the fucking Olympics. And fucking Xavier Woods.
No, they don't have a candle against some of these other frickin' jag-offs that,
I am all for Call of Duty in the Olympics. But I want, like, 2006 Call of Duty chat rooms going.
Your mother's ass! You know, I fucked your mother last night. You know, I could be your stepdaddy tomorrow. Oh God, those old fucking chat rooms.
I've never seen those because I never played Call of Duty because I don't like the game.
So normally back in the day, you would hear a lot of this.
A lot of Raider Dames
in the chat room.
A lot of Raider Dames.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad fucking thing.
It's a bad thing because we want to know why their parents allowed them to play an M-rated game at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, no does really work.
A lot of Raider Dames.
I'm sure he'll be making an appearance at some point tonight,
oh,
I'm sure.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yeah, Raider Dave has already let me know that he will be stopping by tonight. Because he has something very important to say, but he also wants to make sure that he says it to Christian.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus.
So I can answer that question about if it's going to be World Baseball Classic. Bryce Harper said he wants to play for the U.S. in 28. So that answers my question to that, but then here's the next question. If they're going to allow Major League Baseball players to play in this, are we going to get a break in the middle of the season like we did with like hockey?
Maybe.
I'm just going to say it now and save myself the trouble later. This is a bad idea. It's just because I don't want to see another player get injured. That if his team is in any kind of contendership, that they lose a top level player to an injury just because of that.
There's no contendership bigger than being a world champion.
And you're right. I agree with you. But tell me I'm wrong. It's like all right, let me ask you a question. Let me put it to you this way. What are your top Cardinals? What are your best hitters? Whomever he might be. Tries out for the the Olympics. Gets injured, is out for the rest of the year, and your season tanks. You feel the same way as you did before.
It already happened.
Their best pitcher got hurt in the World Baseball Classic.
But let me just say, man, St. Louis fans are built different.
Well, you know what we can do? Let's bring Christian in on this. Hello, Christian.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. We're talking about Major League Baseball getting added to the Olympics. Six new sports added.
But before this, you know, I have something I have to say. Ronnie, you mind?
Yeah, go ahead. I knew it was coming.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to sit back with my popcorn and enjoy this.
Listen. I'm a pretty mild-mannered guy. You know, I'm pretty cool. I'm really respectful until you cross me. And the other day, and I hope he's listening to this too. I really don't give a damn anymore. Some things.
Christian, he may not be able to hear you.
Give a fuck. He gonna hear this. Some things were said, and here's the one thing I don't like. Don't start something with me, and then screenshot what was supposed to be a personal convo, and then when I confront you after starting the fire with me, you want to act like you're the burn victim. It don't work that way. I'm just going to put it out there right now. So if you are listening to this, if you can hear me, I'm done with you. Seriously, there's nothing more that needs to be said. I'm exactly where I need to be. And normally I don't tell people when I'm cutting them off. I just do it. because the actions speak a hell of a lot louder than the words. Then there's another thing I got to talk about, Ronnie. You know what I'm about to bring up now.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Is this what I don't know about?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Someone who I used to be cool with now said to me the other day that they haven't really listened to Monday Evening Quarterback because they're not fond of my co-host. That's Ronnie. He disrespected.
I know who your co-host is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen.
I was just letting you talk.
Listen. Ron, I'm going to tell you this right now. I want all of you to hear this. Ronnie, can you hear me loud and clear?
Oh, yeah.
You're the best.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh? You're the best. Oh God.
We need a what chant in our thing.
Yeah, we do.
What?
Ronnie's the best thing to happen in my career. And I'm not just saying that because he's a close friend and he's a brother, but no. Everyone else loves you. We don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. Okay? So let's just keep making this money and let's climb on top.
Damn right.
And, you know, since you think this is so easy, and I hope you're listening to this too, you want to come on and be a co-host one day, why don't you bring your ass?
Listen, all they need to know is just ask for the number because I'd gladly give it out. He can gladly jump on and call and see how hard this is.
Yeah, so to both of those knuckleheads, one of you I know is going to get laid. The other won't, you know, but the one that will get laid, I hope you catch a Charlie's horse in the middle of it, of course. And then the other one?
He'll break up with his hand.
Yeah, he probably will. Probably cut his hand off.
No, his hand will dump him.
Sad. That's all I had to say. Other than that, remember I told you guys I addressed something once and that's it. Nothing more needs to be said as far as I'm concerned.
I'm cool with that. Because Christian, you and I've talked. You know my feelings about the situation.
Yeah. And then John, you know, we ended the phone call breaking down some football. Like,
oh yeah, when we get to football, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But now, Christian, like I told you the other day, you got three guys right here that got your back 24/7, 7 days a week.
I don't think
I'm speaking out of turn for the other two guys. Am I wrong, guys?
Nope.
Right? Not.
And you're the guy that Christian's afraid to say it, but I'm not hashtag. I hope you get herpes, bro.
And as for the other guy, if he can hear this. Good luck. Good luck trying to have a career in anything. Or wait a minute. What career? You don't have shit, motherfucker. And if you can hear it, I don't care. Told, and I've said it before. I'm not intimidated by you.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What? You don't like the shit inning?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't like the Schitzercyst or the Texas Shithouse Massacre. He has to have shit in everything. I think he's got a love affair with shit, which says a lot about him.
Fecal-feely.
But anyway, now that person is no longer a thing.
Listen, Waterhouse,
Shithouse 5.
I took the trash out. Let's just call it what it is. I took the trash out. Let's move on.
Damn right.
So bring that
topic back up to Christian now.
So they just announced yesterday that six new sports are going to be added to the Olympics in 2028.
Okay.
Squash, racquetball, lacrosse, baseball and softball, and flag football.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Christian, here's the question that I posed to Ryan, and I'm going to pose it to you now. Ronnie said, will this take place during the season and they take a break?
It's the Olympics. It's going to be taking place during the season.
Now, do you allow major league would you want a major league player of high caliber like an Aaron Judge or a Glass Carlos Stanton playing in the Olympics and getting hurt and then losing them for the season? Or would you rather see college kids? get the
I'd
job.
Rather see Kyle. I'd rather see college kids because you brought up Glass Carlo, and unfortunately, he's still going to be with us probably in 4 years.
yeah, because nobody wants to fucking fail.
Hitting his 500th home run at the Yankees.
How about this? How about having maybe like the prospects go up and do this?
I would be all for that.
Why not?
Here's the thing.
It gives them a taste of life as a major leaguer. Because they're ultimately going up to do, right?
Yeah. So if you remember way back in the day, like years ago, it was minor league players and retirees.
Mm-hmm.
It was people that were out of the league. Like, I believe, didn't Clemens pitch for the Team USA?
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, when he was retired.
Look, I'm sure he could probably still throw now.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying is,
Nolan Ryan could probably still throw now.
I'm saying,
Nolan Ryan looks like he doesn't mess around.
Give guys that are out of major leagues or the minors, let these guys play. Let these guys in AAA or AA play, and let these guys that are like just retired come back. Like a great example is, guess who would be a great spot for this right now? Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr. says he wants to play. There's major league ball players considering signing him to a DH spot.
Listen, I love Ken Griffey Jr. I really do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to sit his old ass down. But
here's the thing. This is the perfect spot for him to do it.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong, Ronnie. Maybe you can answer. Well, didn't Tim Raines try to do that?
Yeah.
I think he was dealing with the Somerset Patriots and the New York Bears and stuff.
Oh, shit, dude. What's his name? Jose Canseco did it with the Patriots. When he was a Bear, so did Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, but I know Tim Raines wanted a spot on the Olympics, but he didn't. Essentially, he didn't get it.
No, but I remember Ricky Henderson playing for the North Bears and then getting signed back to the A's.
Well, I remember that. The second time, yeah. Well, that was also Jose's twin brother Ozzy also did it too.
Yeah, but like that's the thing: baseball and softball, whatever. Listen. If you can bring back Jenny Finch and have her on the sideline, on the dugout coaching, I'm fine with that, too. Bring Jenny Finch back into the world of softball, because she's been long gone. But flag football. You think any NFL players are going to want to do this?
Yeah, DeMarcus Ware said he would.
Dude, give Tyreek Hill no pads and just let him run.
Oh, look, you think he's quick. Look, you know, he has running from – I could tell he done ran from a couple ass-whoopings.
Yeah.
Nah, you guys want to hear – since we're on the topic of baseball, you know who's quick, and I had no idea he was that fast? And I saw him last summer.
Who's that?
Vlad Jr.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Listen. I saw him leg out a triple against the White Sox, and I'm just like, damn, I didn't know he was that quick. And he was like, I'm like, wow. I'm like, yeah, you know, he probably ran for all them balls his dad was probably throwing at his ass when he was growing up.
Run from the chocolate.
Ronnie, I'm not about to mess with you today. I'm really not about to fuck with you today. You almost made me hang up.
But you know what? You have all this, Ryan. Ryan, what were you saying before?
Really, Ryan?
He might have been.
I'm sitting here fucking snack while you guys are talking. Damn, give me a second.
Okay. But here's the thing: the dumbest thing I've ever heard is the stuff that's coming in for next year's Olympics in Paris. Fucking breakdancing.
Oh, hell no.
Sponsored by Red Bull.
Said, flag football in the Olympics, we need to form a team.
Yeah.
Like the one thing that I think is going to be funny is can we just bring back, there's one sport, and I say sport, that I really want to bring back. We have luge in the Winter Olympics. We need to bring back street luge.
Yes. Yes, I love street luge.
It's the same danger as putting it on ice on asphalt. Go down 40 miles an hour. Go down 80 miles an hour with nothing but a freaking leotard or a freaking... It literally looking like a condom going down a fucking asphalt track.
What's a condom?
Fair enough.
Hey now.
Fair enough. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. But other than that, I mean, now Astros scored again, so now it's 5-0. Yeah, it looks like the Astros are going to go up 2. It's going to be 2-1 going into game 4.
Yeah, with what was his name? Who hit a home run before?
Mighty Mouse, Altuve.
Yeah, what was said about Altuve? Did somebody say about him?
Yeah, he made a deal with the devil, I think. You better not be eating, motherfucker.
What?
I said he might have made Altuve made a deal with the devil.
Uh-oh.
Shit. Hold on. Let me get my bricks full of garbage. Get my bricks in my garbage can.
You know, for that little bit of insolence, I'm going to possess Ruffman to say something super fucked up.
What would that be?
Why is it working?
Oh, he's trying to play a soundbite.
Why is it working?
Maybe Saddam's got it.
Nah. Don't go pin this on me, you son bitch. Nah, some shit came down here named Sonny and freaking ended up grabbing it. Is that a friend of yours, Dayton?
I thought she was for years.
No. Listen, I like crazy bitches, but I don't like people that kill people. That's my job.
You were so good at it.
Listen. Last time you hooked up with someone that looked like Sonny, we called her Joanna.
Oh, no. Bring her back.
And we had to do it her and her fucking mother, Ivana. We don't want to deal with that again. We don't want to deal with that again.
Saddam.
What I do?
I don't like talking about them.
Oh, hello there, boys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Satan, is that you?
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is. I know that voice anywhere. Listen, I told you, the last time we were together, you had to make sure Altuve became a Yankee, and you didn't listen to me.
I don't know what you want from me.
I want Altuve.
I can't do everything. Okay.
Oh, you can tell me you can do things in the bedroom, but you can't do anything outside on the diamond. The last time you said you were going to give somebody a diamond, I ended up getting herpes on the baseball field. What the fuck?
I didn't tell you what kind of diamond.
Christian, you don't have anything to add to this, do you?
But you didn't.
Look, all I hear is Debo and the nanny fucking arguing.
Okay, first off, Christian, fuck you. Even I have standards. I would not stick my big red snake dick in Fran Drescher. I have standards. So.
Hey, you better, look, you better, man, you better talk to me like you got left hair on your chest.
Out of your voice when you talk to me.
You gonna make me do my Chris Tucker impression? And, damn!
You know, the last time someone talked to me with that kind of bass in their voice, I was straddling the speaker.
Oh, God.
Christ.
What is now, this? Did we go back to being in Howard Stern and fucking hearing the city?
Listen. We don't ever talk about Jesus on this. We talk. Joanna Henry told us that nobody likes Jesus. You already said Jesus fucking Christ. He's not here. We're in fucking 200 degree heat. Feels like fucking Arizona down here.
At least it's like a dry heat.
No. There's no such thing as a dry heat. No. The last time we saw rain, Sunny came down here with a wet vagina, and it dried up faster than the Sahara fucking desert.
And that's the third ring of hell.
No, sir. That's my vagina that's the third ring of hell. The fourth one's Ivana, then Sunny.
And finally, because no man has ever escaped it.
Listen, I used to charge $75 for somebody to come in here, sit in bed with me, and I take a photo with them. They never got out of bed. That's because I strapped them down and made sure they never left, but that's a different issue. Thank you.
Christian, you think we're kidding. That legit happened.
Oh, Father Lord.
This is the reason I'm getting 26 years in federal prison.
Did she just confess to raping them?
No. That was for murder. Allegedly. And on that note, this show is sponsored by Clad Police.
Because even the devil requires consent.
Oh, shit.
I hear pop music and sound like someone's beating up. The Nerdport's my kind of party.
Like I said, the devil also needs consent. But every time you need to think about Clad Cleats, just remember this.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
And whatever you do, make sure you don't hear this name getting screamed.
Onita! Onita! Onita!
I think writing possibly the simplest, dumbest promo in wrestling history. Like, I remember the powers that be at CZW were sacrificing chickens in an attempt to gain my attention, and I heard the name Onita. We all know that I'm a fan of fucking Japanese wrestling. So I was just like, this is going to happen. This is going to have the dumbest fucking promo ever. So I appeared before them and I said, I'll make this happen, but I need a promo where Onita is screamed over and over again.
You got your wish.
And they agree. And let me tell you, that match was dog shit.
But the promo lasts forever.
I was not impressed. I accepted their sacrifices of chickens. I should have demanded goats, but CZW were cheap bastards back then.
I mean, if you know CZW, they spent all their money on a door budget.
Well, you know, tables are super expensive, Ronnie.
I know. Ivana's broken a couple of them.
That's why we don't have them in hell. So do you guys need me for anything else, or am I just here to tell Christian that the Yankees fucking suck?
Man, you better hope I don't run into you. I'll do more than Craig did. I'll shoot your ass.
You know where
you
to find me.
You gotta knock the fuck out, man. Give me my goddamn money.
Listen, don't worry. Don't worry. I ain't gonna take you out. I'm just shooting you in the kneecap. You know, crazy a little bit. You know, have you walk around with a limp. Have you hop around. Call your ass IHOP.
What's the matter?
Yeah, that's all it is, man.
Oh, by the way, Satan, I got to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving Aaron Rodgers that stem cell research.
I had to give you something. I was tired of hearing John cry.
Because, Aaron Rodgers now is not walking with a limp or anything. What did you do to him? What did you give him?
I gave him the cells of aborted fetuses.
What the fuck?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look, don't ask questions that you don't want answers to. Yeah, try that sound like 200 times.
Well, you know, if he did that, see, we'd be here all night.
Let me just tell you, we heard this a lot for about a week leading up to Aaron Rodgers being accepted into the Dark Order. And it is right fucking here. Oh,
damn.
Favorite song. I love it. I want to hear it again.
And to everyone that still has their hearing.
What?
Oh, God. No, I just got it. Oh, God. Why did you came from my toes?
It's just what I did to you.
Hey, say, you got another guy. There's a guy up here that's just perfect for your organization.
He is not. We rejected his application.
Yeah, but he's going to trip over everything he has to get to there, so.
Let me just tell you this, okay? Whenever I got his application, I made the Eagles lose. That was me. You're welcome. Bitches.
Satan, we have a problem down here. Joanna's gotten into the mini fridge again.
Oh, fuck. All right, I gotta go. That's going to cost me. That's going to cost me.
Oh, yeah. My God, yes. That's right, everybody. I get all this biz.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Drink from the mini bar in hell.
Yeah, it's got all Manischewitz and Fireball.
Oh, oof. Jesus. Oh, fuck.
Looks like Juana's having fun in hell. Remember, fourth ring.
Yeah.
I wonder if Ivana's there, too. Well, we're not going to ask her.
We're not going to ask her, because I haven't seen her today. I haven't heard from her in a couple of weeks.
Oh.
And that's a good thing.
It really is. I the last thing I heard from Ivana was my phone rang, and I answered, and I heard, hello, Christopher, and then the line went dead.
Oh, shit.
Was it a three-way call?
And he knew nothing.
So Scotty didn't know.
Scotty did not, in fact, know.
Oh, is it bad that we're at that age that kids would not get that reference?
Yeah, probably.
I just want to say, fuck you, kids, and look up the greatest Matt Damon cameo ever.
Matt Damon!
Dude, Matt Damon as the singer of Lustra. Like, I would buy a concert. I would buy a ticket to that concert. I would go to that.
You would buy backstage passes for that concert.
I would hang out with Matt Damon without making the Matt Damon joke.
Yeah. You were born with phantoms, bro! Oh, God damn it.
Oh, Jesus. The devil was really pissed off tonight, boy.
We're here for
He's got one more time to have my name in his mouth the wrong way.
We're here for a code 47. Ben! No, I didn't have any hookers in my dressing room today.
Oh, God. Somebody called him again.
Oh, my God.
What did he? The devil said something, Christian, and Christian said, "What did you say?"
I didn't stutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christian's mad when you're.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. I really do gotta go this time, guys. I got something really big going over in the Middle East, so talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
Hey, Satan, do me a favor.
Possibly.
Go scratch. That's a polite way of me telling you to fuck off.
Hey, Satan.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I want to say thank you for worrying about my prostate health because, like, words of affirmation are my love language.
Hey, Satan, you got to make sure you get me an Uber to get the hell out of here.
You don't get Uber. You get that one retarded demon in the back that's been jerking off the pictures of dogs.
I mean, it's another thing to fuck, so I'm good.
Oh, well, why don't we set up Sonny with or Joanna with that guy that we used to work here?
Listen. I have standards.
Oh shit!
It's I don't let anything go in these holes.
Oh,
even
shit.
even if I've been drinking, sometimes it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
She's lying. She's giving a hand jigger to the retarded demon right now.
Oh Jesus! Oh God!
You didn't even ask. She just walked over and started doing it. This is fucked up. I gotta go save her. Bye, guys.
I fucking hate you.
Oh, God. Ronnie's done for.
Ronnie's done. Ronnie's popping.
Oh, fuck you. That broke me. Goddamn.
I don't know if that's right. That broke you more quicker than the Spice Channel did.
Hey yo!
You know what's more? Talked about than the Spice Channel, the college basketball.
Oh my God!
And that's what we call, ladies and gentlemen, in the business, a segue.
Not a good one.
It works.
It works. It's a way to get us back on the rails, and we're back off.
I'm gonna go get some more coffee.
All right.
And I gotta go take a crochet.
Go, me and Christian.
I knew that would break Christian.
Oh, my man. My kidneys.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to drop for that.
And I've got to say, in all honesty,
I told him I would laugh when he said that.
It's the biggest piece of dog shit that I have ever heard.
I remember I told you that on Sunday.
Oh, God.
I thought you damn near were going to piss yourself.
Oh, God. Go take your fiber. Me and Christian will talk college basketball while you guys are gone.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God, I hate him. I mean, I don't really hate him, but I hate him.
By the way, that was probably some of the best shit we've had. That was fucking great.
Yeah, that was classic.
All right, so yes, back to the topic at hand. College basketball officially dropped their AP poll for the top 25.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Running through real quick, number 25, Illinois.
Okay.
Number 24, Alabama.
Okay.
Number 23, St. Mary's.
Okay.
22. Oh, God damn it. Oh, In the Arms of an Angel. the team that's not from Philly but says they're from Philly, Villanova.
Okay.
21, USC.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a raw deal.
Whatever.
We're going over the top 25 for college basketball.
Got it.
Number 20, Baylor Bears. Number 19, North Kakalaki.
You play my theme music.
All right. North Carolina. UNC. The Tar Heels are number 19. Kind of surprising, but not really. Depends. I don't know what they've done with the transfer portal. So, number 18, Texas. Number 17, San Diego State. Number 16, this is interesting that they're this low, Kentucky. 15, wow. Texas A&M. 14, Arkansas. 13, the U of Miami.
Ooh.
12, Arizona. Number 11, Gonzaga.
Interesting.
Number 10, Florida Atlantic. Final Four last year. Yeah, I see that.
Wow, Florida Atlantic, number 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you got to remember, they were in the Final Four last year.
That's right.
Number 9, Tennessee.
Okay.
Number 8, Creighton.
Okay.
Number 8, hold on, I actually have to look something up real quick. There we go. Okay. Number 8, Creighton. Number 7, Houston. Number 6, UConn.
Oh, the champ.
Number 5, Marquette.
Wow.
Number 4, Michigan State.
Oh, God.
Number 3, the paper fucking Tigers of Purdue.
Overrated.
Yeah, they have nothing. You lost to a fucking team that doesn't have, that just limped in an FDU.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, them Duke boys.
Boo.
And number 1, Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
Wow. It's an interesting top 5.
All right, I'm back from taking the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
Hey now.
I broke a Christian a couple times tonight.
So here we go. So if you want to lay any money down on this, betting odds, Kansas is 10-1 to win it all. Michigan State is 12, and Kentucky's 12. Duke is 14. Purdue, don't even bother wasting your money, is 16. UConn is 20. Gonzaga's 40. I'm going down to Kakalaki. The Tar Heels are 50-1 to win it all.
To win it all?
Yeah, to win to March Madness to win it all. They're 40-1 right now. The biggest shock that's in this top 25 is Illinois is like 100-1. But there's one team sitting at 40-1 that got a brand new coach and literally loaded their entire team with portal players, and that is St. John's. They're sitting at there with 40-1. They're a team that you're going to have to watch. They're a team that's going to be interesting this year, that should be cracking the top 25 this year. Granted, we still have time, but I mean, I believe it's Calipari is St. John's now, right? Christian.
What's up?
Calipari is St. John's, right?
Who, John Calipari?
Yeah, is.
He coaches Kentucky.
Then who's the, Patino?
Rick Patino, he's St. John's.
St. John's, yeah. Yep, and. Yeah, that is going to be a dangerous team. The Johnnies are going to fucking kill it again this year, I think. I think you're going to see them back in the dance, and at 40-1, I would throw a couple bucks on them. But yeah, I mean, Christian, you, John, you were a little bit late for that that retweet. Want us to talk about sports. Boy, if they jumped in when you retweeted that, they were hearing something completely different.
They can listen to replays.
Oh, God, yeah. Please listen to the replay.
Well, I just saw that tweet. That's why I put it out there, because I didn't see it until just now, so.
I think the fact that your reigning champs are down at 6 is the biggest shocker out of all this.
Yeah.
How they're not in the top 5 and Purdue is a shocker. And Gonzaga's 11. I mean, granted, I don't know what the Zags did in the off season. And no love for like always for Rutgers. Go figure. Team beats the number one seed 2 years in a row, probably do it again, and they open up with fucking Princeton.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I want to go to that game.
You should.
It's a Monday.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh no, it's a Tuesday.
Even more weird.
Yeah, it's not a Saturday opener. It's just midnight tip.
Oh wow. Yeah, you should.
No, it's not a midnight tip. But you remember opening day is that they play, everyone plays on opening day, and it's a midnight, it starts at midnight in fucking Hawaii. It always, every year.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, Christian, like I asked you, did you see anything in that? Like, do you see it, like, for college? I mean, I know we're close.
Yeah, I mean, God, Marquette over UConn?
Yeah.
Are we talking about basketball or football right now?
Basketball.
And I know I definitely don't have anything to say about that.
No, I mean, it's something that's very interesting right now because you're getting – the season starts on the 1st. Literally, 1st of November, college basketball begins. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Where the fuck did this year go?
I just wonder what my boys are going to do.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what North Carolina does.
Yeah, because, you know, I just think they got cocky last year.
Who do they open up with? Probably some, like, 1AA school. Radford. Tickets are $21. Rutgers Princeton. Oh, dude. At 7 o'clock on a fucking Monday. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, it's not even at Rutgers. It's in Trenton. Oh, that's even worse. Lovely.
Take your bulletproof vest, go check out a game.
Well, no, it's in the Cure Center. It's in a nice part of Trenton.
Well, you still got to go through the shitty part of Trenton to probably get to it.
Well, I mean, it's over by where the Thunder is.
Like I said, take your bulletproof vest, have a good time. Put the kids in Kevlar, and you'll be all set.
All right. Christian, real quick notes for the NBA, since that begins on Tuesday, James Harden missed first practice.
Stop giving this guy any type of media coverage. Like, seriously, he's not a winner, right? He's not.
Well, Christian, you missed our opening joke. There was an all-you-can-eat buffet somewhere. That's why I missed it.
Oh,
had them lemon pepper wings.
No, did you hear what he said about going to Houston?
That they don't deserve him?
No. He said the reason why he wanted to come back to Houston was because he wants to win a scoring title. Oh, so NBA titles just don't matter? That's not the mindset of a winner.
Listen, you want a scoring title, you should have went back to OKC.
He's not a winner. Christian, he's not a winner. He's a whiner.
Yeah, and you're not wrong.
I'm not a big basketball fan, but I've heard enough stories about the beard that
he's lazy. Showing up to practice in his fat suit. He's
lazy. There's so many things I could have said right there, but I said no. I'll keep it to the way it is.
Oh God. But yeah. I mean, it's NBA. NBA starts next week and then all hell breaks loose. Oh God, the Lakers are dogs going against the Nuggets. Give me the Lakers
cuz no, because the game's in Denver. They suck in Denver.
That game's going to be closer than 4. And Luka's hurt.
Look. Denver's pissed off cuz all you heard about all offseason was Phoenix this, Golden State that, the Lakers this. Remember, they got the ship.
Yeah, but you know LeBron's going to want to fucking open up the season with something. Or not even LeBron. You know AD is going to want to neutralize the MVP. And I don't care what people say. If it wasn't for ESPN and pushing a narrative, he should have won 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Joker had a better season than anybody else. Sorry, not sorry. Hot take or not,
he had a better season. Listen, you think he gave a damn about winning that MVP? He won something bigger.
Oh, he got the chip.
And
he literally,
finals MVP.
Dude, he didn't even want to go to the parade. He goes, I just want to go home
and ride my horses.
Yeah, I have to be at the track to make more money.
Goodbye, horses.
No! No! Thank God Ryan doesn't have a deeper, a Barry White voice on that.
Fuck me. I suck.
You gotta show me this? No, not that!
Sorry, dude. You can't bring up fucking Lazarus, Goodbye Horses, without me going full Silence of the Lambs over here.
That's what I said. That guy, you don't got a Barry White voice, because you would literally drop the voice and go, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. The devil is not Bill, is not Cowboy Bob.
Close enough.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, y'all gonna make me do the Bill Cosby impression.
Roofie yourself and fall asleep?
Bill Cosby, yep. get some foam right now.
Get that pudding pop in the...
I don't want to know where that pudding pop's gonna go.
I do. Anyway, college football... Shall we make our way to college football in the rankings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It is the top 25, like always, getting closer and closer to the college football playoff rankings. We got 2 more weeks, and then we get it. Teams that have dropped out this year, this week, Washington State, who's a complete ass, Kansas, Kentucky, and Miami. So, who replaced them? Well, that's a great question. But first, we got to go with number 25, and that is UCLA. Oh, they should be fine. Number 24, after their ravishing 15-6 win over Wisconsin, Iowa. Number 23, they're back in the top 25 for the first time since preseason, the green wave of Tulane. Number 22, first time in, 6-0, Air Force. Number 21, after their loss to Pittsburgh, the Cardinals of Louisville. Hey, Ryan, I'm sorry for this, but number 20, after their win over Kentucky and Lexington, Missouri. They're officially going bowling.
They're officially going to blow it.
They're probably the best chance right now of them to make the SEC title game.
They are going to blow.
I don't know about that, because Georgia is now looking very scary.
And vulnerable.
And vulnerable. So Missouri's got them in Athens. Bro, Missouri can make the SEC title game. Would not shock me. Number 19, LSU. Number 18, get fucked. Go fuck yourself and get raw. Bite the pillow, you're going in dry, USC.
Damn.
Oh, no, they got shellacked by Notre Dame.
Yep.
They got rawed. 17, Tennessee.
This is a big game for them because with Georgia looking vulnerable, if they can somehow pull out with a victory in Tuscaloosa, they're going to be in really good shape because, one, they'll knock Georgia out of the CFP. I mean, they'll knock Alabama out of the CFP contention, right? And that game against Georgia will have a lot more meaning in a couple of weeks.
I fucking hate you right there, Christian.
What?
Really, you uttered the words having to pull out after we just talked about USC?
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Pause.
Yeah. Like,
phrasing.
Really? Phrasing, yeah, exactly.
Hey, yo.
Hey, now.
Hey, yo. What is it, Razor Ramon back in town?
No, that's Andrew Dice Clay right there. Hey, yo. And you're right, though. Tennessee can win against Alabama. They have a chance to go win the SEC.
Look, this Tennessee team, they may not be as explosive as they were last year. You know, Hendon Hooker was playing at a Heisman level until he got hurt. Jalin Hyatt single-handedly tore apart Alabama himself last year. I mean, this was one of the four or five best games that I saw last season, right? And Tennessee was able to pull away. The game was in Knoxville. But Alabama's going to come in with a chip on their shoulder. But I just want to see, can Alabama neutralize the big play down the field? I think that's going to be the major key for them in that game.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is. All right. What do we have next? Duke 16 is them Duke boys. Number 15, Notre Dame. Number 14, Utah. Number 13, the Fighting Kiffins of Ole Miss.
They play hard for him. Say what you want.
Yep. Number 12, Oregon State.
They're playing well. Yep. They really are. Like that Oregon State game at the end of the year might mean something. A trip to the Pac-12 title game might be on the line.
Yeah, number 11, we just talked about it, Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. They're still not really humming or clicking on all cylinders, but Jalen Milroe's really played well. And for them to succeed, they go as far as he goes, and they got to get Jace McClellan going as well. They got to go back to playing the old school style of Alabama football, running the ball, quarterback kind of controls things, because they don't have that guy as far as the wide receiver goes that can take a game over. You know, I mean, come on, let's just face it. Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith, they ain't walking through that door.
Hold on.
What are we waiting for?
I was just typing something.
Ah.
All right, number 10. Still in the top 10. I just sent you guys a text on chat. North Kakalaki is number 10. Number 9.
Yeah, they're playing hard right now. That was a big win for them the other day against Miami. And you just see how more dangerous Tez Walker makes this Tar Heels offense.
Yeah, number 9, Ducks of Oregon.
Yeah, tough loss the other day for them. I mean,
they played well enough to win. They just ran out of gas.
Yep. Number 8, Texas. Mm-hmm. Then by number 7, Penn State, but that pretty much comes out to this game here. Number 6, Oklahoma. Number 5, Washington. And your number 4 have not changed, FSU. 3 is Ohio State. 2, Michigan. 1, Georgia. But
honestly, I can make
a case. That Georgia game is – that Georgia team is not the number 1 team in the nation.
No, it's Michigan.
Yep.
I think Michigan is the most complete team in college football. They control the ball at the line of scrimmage. They play well at the line of scrimmage in the trenches on both sides of the football. Defensively, they play well. And then Blake Corum is back as well. Him and J.J. McCarthy is doing just enough for them to win football games. I mean, they're complete. And you can tell they're a more mentally tough football team because years ago, before they became as good as they are now, all those Michigan teams would have dropped at least one or two of these games.
Oh, yeah. But it should be very interesting coming through. Like, Georgia is going to probably, without Bauer, they're probably going to lose at least one game. Because they have a bye this week, and then they go into the cocktail party. It's Florida.
Cocktail party?
Yep, the world's largest cocktail party. That's them. In Florida. Oh, trust me, dude. It's in Jacksonville Stadium, and they sell it out every year.
Listen, this is one of the more intriguing rivalries in college football.
It's up there. It's up there in the middle of the year rivalry with
Red River.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's bragging rights. This is the game that you have circled on your calendar if you play for Florida or if you play for Georgia. These teams do not like each other.
So it's like a marquee matchup, in other words?
Yeah,
especially when they're relevant. You know, Florida struggled the last couple years, but
Tebow versus Herschel Walker Jr.
Yeah, because, you know, I remember that 2008 game, right, when they played. And I remember Georgia dominating Florida the year before. And the following year, man, Florida, you could just tell how personal Florida took it. Florida punched them in the mouth. They did not let up. And that, to me, is what propelled Florida to win an Natty that year.
Yeah. Then after that, they come back and they play Missouri. Then they have Ole Miss. Then they go in the Rocky Slop, Tennessee. And then good old-fashioned Heat. They could easily lose two of those. Three, including Florida. They can lose three of those games. They lose one of them. I mean, they've lost contention because in Missouri, Florida, and Tennessee all have control of their own destiny to win the East. Because Florida, Missouri, and Tennessee are all 3-2-1. They all have one loss. So Georgia loses to one of them, they have the tiebreaker on them, as long as they win out. So it should be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, you can't sit here and tell me Tennessee's not going to be up and ready for that game against Georgia because you remember last year they went in to Georgia as the number one team in the country, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Or I think it was the number one seed in the college football playoff, and Georgia just punched them in the mouth.
Well, if you remember too, but here's the thing. This is interesting because Missouri also – so – Tennessee, Florida, I think Florida played Tennessee already, right?
Yeah, and remember, Florida upset them.
Yeah. So Florida's got one up on Tennessee already.
Yeah.
Missouri has to play Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida. Florida and Tennessee have already played. Florida's got the one up on there. Florida's got to play Georgia. Tennessee's got to play Georgia.
And you know what's crazy? This is the most I think you and I have ever talked about the SEC East.
Yeah, I mean, other than last year when I started praising Tennessee for how they looked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, this is where college football gets interesting because you have all these four teams that, I mean, can literally do, can anyone, four teams can make the SEC title game. And even in the West, it's two. It's two teams in the West.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bama, LSU. Unless there's a freaking mishap going on, then Ole Miss can sneak in. But
yeah, I
not,
don't see. How many losses does Ole Miss have?
One.
Yeah, I think it's more Bama, Ole Miss than it is Bama, LSU, because LSU's kind of been disappointing.
But LSU has one loss, so they're 4-1.
They have two losses.
But remember, it doesn't count overall. Overall is the tiebreaker. It's conference wins.
Oh, okay.
And LSU still has to play Bama. Right? I believe that's homecoming for them, isn't it? It's 2 weeks. It's the 4th. It's in Tusk. It's in Tuscaloosa. That's affecting their overall because Ole Miss has one loss overall. They're 5-1, but in conference, Ole Miss is 2-1. LSU is 4-1. LSU's already played a lot of their conference and started playing a lot of their conference games, so should be definitely going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But all right, we ready to get into our picks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Torn ACL. Oh God! No, another tight end for Iowa's out for the entire year.
Who?
Ali tore his ACL out for the season. So I'll get Ryan's picks tomorrow, unless he jumps back in during the show.
Yeah, because I heard Raider. I want to hear Raider Dave bitch and complain.
Yeah, he's got something to talk about. I can film that afterwards if anything. All right, we're going to go with a normal five because Notre Dame is off this week. But we kick off with a Thursday game. SMU taking on Temple. SMU is a 20.5-point favorite. Yeah, Temple ain't winning this. Temple's awful. Give me SMU.
Yeah, I'm taking SMU.
John?
Who is this now?
SMU versus Temple.
Temple, why not?
I think SMU is going to boat race them. The only thing that helps them, Temple, is that it's in Philly. Christian, send me your picks. I know we're not. I'll skip over this next one because I know you're talking about that.
All right, let me see.
All right, next, Rutgers is a 5-point favorite over Indiana. Rutgers wins this game, they go bowling, and they go bowling, and guess what? Christian, you might have to get to the state college, on the 4th of November.
Why is that?
Because I'll bet you College Game Day is going to fucking be there.
Uh-oh.
Rutgers wins. Rutgers is 6-2. Ohio State might be 5-1. College Game Day will show up. If Ohio State wins, they will definitely be there. If they lose, who knows? But I think they need to give Rutgers that bone.
Oh, sad thing I just found out. Guess who just passed away?
Who?
Burt Young.
Oh, really?
Paulie from the Rocky films passed away at age 83. It just dropped in my Facebook feed.
Ish. All right, Christian, Rutgers, Indy.
I'm going to take Rutgers here. I like what they're doing. They have a balanced offense. They punish you on defense. They're good on special teams. I mean, they're a pretty well-rounded team.
John?
I don't know. What teams are these again?
Rutgers, Indiana.
Oh, well, Rutgers, of course. I'm going to take Rutgers.
All right. Christian, you're going to preview this, so give me your keys to the game for Penn State, Ohio State. Ohio State is a 4.5-point favorite.
Well, wow, Penn State's a 4.5-point favorite?
Ohio State is.
Oh, I thought, okay. Well, I mean, both teams passed the test last week, because what do I always say, Ronnie? Teams tend to have a tendency to do what? Overlook what's in front of them.
Yep.
And look ahead. Penn State handled their business against Massachusetts, and Ohio State, they dominated Purdue. And to me, this is the best win of the year for them because they did it on both sides of the ball. And Kyle McCord, he's playing more comfortably in the system. You know, they're trusting him to make more throws down the field. It's going to be an all-Scarlet game. Penn State hasn't beat Ohio State in Columbus at the Shoe since 2011. And they haven't beat them since 2016 when Ohio State went into Happy Valley, ranked second overall. And Penn State won. They end up winning the Big Ten East and the Big Ten Championship. So there's a lot on the line for this game. I've had so much fun always previewing this matchup. I know I'm going to have a good time previewing this one as well. Can Penn State get after McCord? Like, that's the key. Like, I'm bottling up the run, and I'm forcing Kyle McCord to throw the ball. You know, and then I'm doubling Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah, I'm anybody but him. Cade Stover, Julian Fleming, one of those running backs out the backfield, one of those other weapons outside of number 18 is going to beat me. And then for Penn State, they just have to play their game. Like, they're not clicking on all cylinders, but they have just enough balance to move the ball up the field. I preview this one an hour before kickoff on Saturday. Be on the lookout. Today, be on the lookout.
I'm back. All right, Ryan, before we get to this, we only did two games so far. SMU versus Temple.
Give me Temple.
And Rutgers, Indiana.
Rutgers.
Okay, so we're at Penn State, Ohio State right now. Christian, I know since you're previewing it, and I sent you another text, the over-under is 45. Do you see this being a high-scoring game or low-scoring?
I think it's going to be low scoring. You know, I could see this really being like a 23-20 type of game. I don't think this is going to be as prolific as we've seen it in years past. I remember one year when these two played. I remember Ohio State winning the game 39-38. This is when Saquon was still playing for Penn State. You know, I think this is going to be a grinded out, physical, hard-hitting, old-school Big Ten East showdown. Like, the winner of this game, to me, they're gonna be considered the biggest threat to Michigan.
Yeah,
in the Big Ten East, you know, because look, Penn State, they played a lot better, and Penn State comes into this game with the best duo of running backs, not just in the Big Ten but in the country: K-Trent Allen and Nicholas Singleton. Yeah, this is gonna be a great game. Game day is gonna be there. Here, I wrote down some stuff, Ronnie, about this one that we're just kind of catching my eye about it. Like, you know, when I look at Penn State, you know, Penn State, they haven't been flawless, right? But the offense is balanced. They turned the ball over against UMass the other day. But they know how to handle business. And they have the best pass defense in college football.
Because it's not like the time when they played Iowa and almost lost to them.
Yeah, and I mean, look. They're number one in college football in sacks. They're number one in tackles for loss. They're number one in total defense. And they're great against the run. And what does Ohio State like to do? Run the football.
Yeah.
Right? So now, you know, looking at the Buckeyes side of things, they didn't really rock and roll against the Notre Dame offensive lines. You know, I don't think they're going to get a lot of pressure on Drew Allar. You know, and this is going to be my first time watching Drew play. But then I look at the Ohio State attack. You know, they're not humming on all cylinders, and their offensive attack is banged up in certain spots. But Kyle McCord, he's getting the job done. He's doing what's asked of him. They're not telling him to be C.J. Stroud or Justin Fields or any other quarterback that can generate offense. They're telling him, yo, stay in your lane, right? They're going to slow the game down. Pretty much. I mean, this secondary for Ohio State, I think, is going to be key in this one because, look,
They did a good job of keeping Sam Hartman in check. Tua's brother, they kept him in check. And then Western Kentucky attack. But, yeah, I see this being a close game all the way throughout.
Yeah, you say that, but I'm sticking with that.
Uh-oh.
Give me Penn State.
That's who I'm going with. That's who I'm going with, Penn State.
Yeah, I think Penn State's got this one.
And Christian, did you? If you got, I sent you another text, so just so you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Hawaii. We're going to the island. We're going to the island, boys. Hawaii is a one-point favorite over New Mexico. Honest to God, I could make a joke there, but it's in New Mexico, so it's going to be hot as balls. It's like the devil fucking, it's the devil's asshole in there, but give me Hawaii.
And the immortal words of Christian, man, don't know when he care.
Make the pick.
He said what he said.
Make the pick. Before the devil shows up again and makes his pick.
Hawaii.
Whatever. The team that's got the lays, I guess.
I could make a joke there. Ryan! What?
Hawaii and who?
New Mexico.
I mean, New Mexico.
All right. Michigan versus Michigan State, the battle for the Paul Bunyan axe. Michigan is a 24-point favorite.
I like Michigan in this one.
Yeah, so does everybody else.
Michigan is just the more, they're a more well-rounded football team. They're going to run the ball. They're not going to ask J.J. McCarthy to do too much, but control the football game. And, you know, I just think this Michigan defense is really going to get after Sparty's offense.
Listen, ever since they fired their coach, they've been downhill. Give me the Wolverines.
What's this, Michigan and who now?
Michigan State.
Give me Michigan.
Ryan?
24-point favorite?
Yeah.
And I want to say Michigan State, but man, that's a lot to overcome. Fuck it. Give me Michigan State.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if anyone wanted to say, I'm surprised no one went with the Red Dawn joke there.
Wolverine!
Exactly. All right. We got a Naval Academy game. Air Force is a 10.5-point favorite over Navy. Give me Air Force, but they don't cover.
I'm going to take Navy in that.
I'm with John. I'm going to take Navy.
This game, literally, there'll be like four fucking possessions this entire game. All right. We talked about it earlier. Tennessee goes into Tuscaloosa to takes on Bama. Bama's a 9-point favorite.
Bama.
Oh. You going to take the Tide? Ryan?
Roll Tide.
Christian?
This is who? Tennessee and Alabama?
Yep.
Can Alabama limit the explosive plays? That's going to be the major key because that's what killed them last year. Like, they couldn't keep Jalin Hyatt in check for anything. Tennessee, they're going to have to run that football. And Joe Milton, have you ever seen the way this guy throws the ball?
Yeah.
Look, it's a flick of the wrist. I think Alabama wins, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, if this was in Rocky Slop, I would take Tennessee, but this is in Tuscaloosa. I don't think they're going to cover. I think this is a 3-point win the other way. Give me the Tide. It's going to end like how it did in Tennessee. 3-point game.
I previewed this one on the site yesterday.
Yep. After their upset win over Kansas, Oklahoma State goes into West Virginia. They're 3.5. West Virginia is a 3.5-point favorite.
I'll take West Virginia.
Take me home, country road. Give me the Mountaineers.
Yeah, I'm taking West Virginia. Ryan.
All right. Go ahead and make sure that West Virginia loses. I'm going to take West Virginia.
Okay, then. All right. Duke is a 14.5 point dog over FSU. Yeah, give me the Seminole Vesicles.
Florida State Seminole Vesicles.
Christian?
This is who?
FSU Duke.
I'm going Florida State. They just have too much. Duke, I think, can make it interesting because they bring a physical style of football. They play a physical style of ball, but, yeah, I like Florida State.
Oh, Jesus Christ, John!
Somebody just sent that to me.
What was it?
Just look at the Skype chat.
Oh, hell no.
What the fuck? Y'all motherfuckers need Odin.
You
nice.
See it, Christian? You
oh,
see
it,
Christian? Somebody just said that to me.
Y'all need Jesus.
But is it a wrong picture, though?
No! That's the funny part. Y'all still need Jesus. John, FSU or them Duke boys?
Give me FSU.
The Seminole Vesicles.
No, I don't go. I don't do all those jokes, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the Seminoles. That's literally the name of the team.
Florida State Seminole Vesicles.
All right. Utah, the Fighting Mormons go into L.A. L.A.
You say
L.A.
L.A.
To take on.
Ooh, baby, I like it more.
The USC Trojans. Trojans are a 7-point favorite.
Trojan man.
I smell a lawsuit in our future.
No, it's all parody. Yeah, maybe a sponsorship.
There you go.
I like USC to bounce back.
Be the worst sponsor. Be the worst sponsorship for Christian ever.
Why?
Get sponsored by Trojan.
What's that?
Exactly. That would be the worst sponsorship. It'd be the worst sponsorship ever.
What is that? What's that theme song you always play?
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Raw. Look, man, I'm like wrestling on Monday nights. I like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy. All right. Yeah, give me the Trojans.
Yeah, I think they bounced back. They knew they were embarrassed last week.
If this was in Utah, I would think something different, but it's not.
But Utah's going to play them tough. I don't think this is just going to be a runaway game for USC.
Like, here's the problem. They've now pretty much confirmed that, like, close to confirmed, but not 100%, that Cam is not going to play.
He's not playing this year?
This season, yeah.
That's tough.
But he might be getting a seventh year of eligibility from it.
So he play next year?
Yeah.
Okay. God, no wonder why we're always seeing, like, guys close to my age still playing college football.
I know, right?
Damn, go, man. You better go into the real world, get a job, and raise your kids.
Hey, listen, you know, they already are getting a job. What's the NIL deal for?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Ryan, Trojans or the Mormons?
Give me the Mormons.
We didn't get a holy war this year. Phrasing. I'll stop myself there and just say phrasing. All right. Clemson is a 3-point favorite over Miami. I'm just going to pencil Ryan in for Miami.
Miami. Hey, John.
What's
it all about?
Where's the game at?
It's all about you.
It's in the Hard Rock.
Cool. This is a lot tougher than expected. I'm going to go Miami because, you know, I trust Tyler Van Dyke more than I trust Kate Klubnik.
Yeah, I don't know how – I mean, other than Clemson being favored because of their defense. I think Miami's the better team. It's at home. And home field means more in college than it does in pros. So from my numbers, you're saying to me that Clemson's a 3-point favorite on the road, when really they should be a 6-point favorite, or they're a 9-point favorite on the road. Yeah, that's not happening. Miami outright wins.
Damn right we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coming out of the bounce house, UCF taking on Boomer Sooners. Boomer Sooners are a 19-point favorite. Oklahoma is.
Boomer Sooner.
Give me okay.
Yeah, give me the Sooners.
Yeah, give me Oklahoma. Want to see just, you know, how they come out after a very gritty win against Texas and Red River. They've had the bye week to fix up whatever issues they have, and how are they going to get better? Yeah, I definitely like Oklahoma here.
All right, next, Colorado State goes into Vegas to take on UNLV. UNLV is an 8-point favorite. UNLV wins if they go bowling.
I'll take UNLV.
Give me the Rebels.
Ain't nobody care.
Rebel. You gonna stick with it, or are you gonna take Colorado State? You gonna take the Rams?
Ain't nobody
Fuck
care.
Rams.
Sorry.
Depression.
Oh.
All right. Just so we don't have any bad juju. You're taking Colorado State.
Yeah, I said ain't nobody care.
There's no bad juju, you're taking out Colorado. All right. Texas takes on Houston. Texas is a 23.5-point road favorite.
Texas.
You know, I want to see how Texas comes out, because the way they lost that game a couple weeks ago, to me, set the tone for them the rest of the season. You know, they were cruising along, got that big win over Alabama. And, you know, people want to say, oh, Alabama was quarterbackless. Look, you play who you play, and you beat who you beat. Plain and simple. I like Texas, you know, and I just want to see how they end the season, because right now they're on the outside looking in of the playoffs.
If they went out and they beat Oklahoma, they're probably
a playoff team.
Yeah. But I'm taking Texas, too, because the only reason Houston is even remotely in a spot like this is because of a fucking pray-to-God Hail Mary.
And is Tom Herman still the coach of Houston?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you remember, he used to coach Texas.
Yep. All right. Ryan.
Texas.
All right, next. Memphis takes on UAB. The reason this is interesting is because the head coach of UAB was the head coach of is now the head coach of Memphis. Memphis is a 6.5-point favorite.
Give me Memphis.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. Give me Memphis, baby.
Memphis, baby.
Give me the home of the murder charge.
So you know who the head coach of UAB is, right?
Your mama.
Trent. What the fuck? What? My mama.
Yes, what you were about to say is correct.
Trent Dilfer.
Yep, and he's about to get that ass whooped. Give me Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you know I got to do it just to piss off Ryan. Sal Kakalaki comes into Missouri. And Missouri is a 7-point favorite. Give me Mizzou.
Mizzou.
Fuck you.
Missouri.
Fuck you too. Ronnie?
Oh, I'm taking Missouri too, because you can't spell misery without Missouri.
And is this Missouri in South Carolina?
Yep.
Yeah, Missouri.
It's home. It's a home game for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. South Kakalaki.
And those are our picks for
And when we come back next week and fucking Mizzou, when the Tigers have lost, I'm going to tell y'all, y'all don't know shit. I've been watching this piece of shit my entire life.
I mean, listen. When you say when you're playing against a team, you're gonna hit pay dirt once.
Pay dirt every fucking game of life.
A clock is, hey, remember, a broken clock is right twice a day.
That's not what I say.
You think something different.
You know what I say.
Blind squirrel gets a nut once in a while.
No, I always say a blind man licks a titty here and there.
Yeah.
What did George Carlin say? He goes, well, it's either 6:15 or Mickey's got a heart on.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, George Carlin, the guy that was the conductor on Shining Time Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Carlin, the greatest comedic mind of the 20th century.
Fucking A, baby.
That motherfucker gave us the truth, and we were too stupid to listen.
Dude, they thought this was a bright idea for kids, to have him be the conductor on Thomas the Tank Engine.
Well, I mean, dude, there was a point in time whenever he was a comedian that didn't, like, he wasn't, like, raunchy.
No, he literally is like what Robin Williams was. Oh, Robin Williams worked all this shit for Disney. Then you watch a stand-up going, oh, fuck.
Well, you want to talk about worse. Bob Saget was Mr. Family Man on Full House, but on his state deck, that motherfucker was filthier than shit.
Yep.
Dude, he sang a song about his dog licking his balls.
Drew Carey has a book about his dick.
Dirty jokes and beer.
You guys remember that show, The League?
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember the one when they were singing about Pete's tiny erect dick?
I mean, shit. That's great. All right. So, NFL. Anthony Richardson is officially out for the season. He had shoulder surgery. He had surgery.
Got to protect yourself, young man.
And there was a trade. The Jets traded somebody back to the Chiefs.
Hardman.
Yeah. And they got a couple of late-round picks. Is that good, Christian, or bad?
I mean, they have too many They have too many receivers.
Well, he's familiar with what the Chiefs did. And the minute I saw that the Jets were looking to trade him, I'm like, watch, he's going to end back up in Kansas City. I was telling somebody this, and look at what happened.
But also at the same time, too, they have so many receivers, they didn't need them.
Yeah, because Gibson has made Mecole Hardman expendable.
Yeah. So, I mean, Richardson being out for the whole year is a big thing. Watson's got something wrong with his head. Because there's an injury. There's no timeline on that.
Who, Sean?
Yep.
Yeah. He has a shoulder injury. It's kind of similar to what Anthony is dealing with.
Oh, and Christian, I had heard during the Jets pros game this weekend, this past, they were talking about, they mentioned Cooper Kupp's name and Jets. Now, is that a deal? Would you love to see that happen?
Yeah, why not? I mean, look. A couple years, you're talking about a guy that's going to be almost 2 years removed from an offensive player of the year campaign. And John, he did what – he just became the 9th wide receiver. This goes to show you how rare it is to complete the NFL receivers triple crown. It's when you lead the league in, like, baseball. In 3 major statistical categories. So in 2021, he led the league in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. I mean, he was the best. He was probably one of the 3 best players in football that year. And, you know, just the knock on him, yeah, he's a little older now. He's 30. Still in his prime, technically, right, Ronnie?
He's a man. He's 30.
Yeah. Shut up. He just can't stay healthy, but I think if you were to get him on the right team, he would be a guy that would help your team. I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying? You know, he put together one of the best seasons I've ever seen from a wide receiver.
He's an OBJ type.
Nah, he's not as quick.
No, but I'm saying like what Odell was to the Rams when he got in.
Oh, okay, yeah. But,
he's that final piece.
Yeah, like, he to me, you know, he would make a lot of teams so much better. You know where else I could see him going, Ronnie?
Where?
Kansas City.
Yeah,
they need something outside of Travis Kelce because, look, yeah, Mecole Hardman, he's great. He knows the ins and outs of the system. And I have to say something about the Chiefs when we get to that point, when we go to pick their game against the Chargers. But, you know, Mecole Hardman doesn't fix the Chiefs' issues. You know, they need a guy that puts fear in the secondaries. Like Tyreek Hill, he put fear in the secondaries for the Kansas City Chiefs. They don't have that right now.
No. No, they don't. And it's just going to be – it's very interesting because of what they're ended up, what they ended up doing because I don't know. You're just seeing some very interesting stuff with people getting traded. Julio Jones is with the Eagles.
When is the trading deadline? When is the trade deadline?
Halloween week. So the 28th.
All right, Christian, I have a question for you in that regard. Who do you think the biggest player that's going to be moved at the deadline, and who would you be shocked that doesn't get dealt at the deadline?
The biggest player, Ronnie and I were talking about this on MEQ. We both said Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Like, look, he's still in his prime. I think he has about 3 more years left in him of playing at the highest level, right? I could see him being dealt. Who would go after him? I'm not sure, but I'll say him for sure. Cooper Kupp, like you just mentioned, and bitch.
it's been a while since you've yelled at her.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it really has. God, the biggest shocker that I would be
that doesn't get moved.
Wow. Wow, that's a good question.
Saquon.
Or Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Especially
Derrick Henry
if they lose to Washington, if the Giants lose to Washington, your best chance is to just get rid of Saquon for as much as you can.
Yeah, because, you know, I remember explaining this a couple of years ago with Odell. The reason why the Giants traded Odell was because he still had that. He had a lot of value. He had more value then than what he does now. Like, not a lot of teams are really going to give up everything for Odell Beckham. You see what I'm saying? Now,
right.
You know, Derrick Henry is arguably one of the best running backs in the National Football League. So
Is Derrick Henry's coming out of his prime. Saquon's still in it.
Nah, Henry's still in his.
He's on the tail end of his prime.
Yeah, he's on the tail end. I'll agree with you there. But Derrick Henry. Okay, Derrick Henry definitely needs a fresh start. Like he needs to go somewhere where he can be on a consistent contender because he's not getting that right now with Tennessee. And Ronnie, I know I might sound crazy in saying it, but you know who would be the perfect fit for him?
Buffalo?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm in agreement with you on that.
Look, if he goes to Buffalo, Buffalo's coming out the AFC.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's possible.
All right, so before we make you Christian, do you want to discuss what you and I did on Sunday, or do you want to just go through the picks and then we'll end it with
that?
Yeah,
you break it in. Bring it in, John, and then I'll chime in.
I'm asking Ronnie. Ronnie's the producer. I'm asking Ronnie's opinion on this one.
I mean, depends on how everyone else is feeling because we're closing in on 10:30, so.
Well, that's why I suggested it.
You know, we after John and I had talked about some bullshit, you know, we were watching the end of the Giants and Bills game, and John wanted to pick my mind. How'd I do, John?
Oh, you blew my mind the way you called. But here's the thing, Chris, are you surprised that when you thought they were going to run, I said they were going to pass, and when you saw them pass, were you surprised I thought that?
No, because, look, that's the thing, John, about play action today. Because when teams are playing defense to stop the run, what do? You know, you use that play action, you draw those guys in, and then you try and sneak that ball over the top of the coverage. And remember, I told you in the goal line, who were they going to target? Darren Waller. You know,
Darren Waller, yeah. Because
yeah, he's look, he's 6'7". I'd be getting him the ball, too.
But then it didn't work for him in that last play, though.
Well, he was held. That should have been a penalty.
A pass interference.
Yeah,
pass interference.
And then
yeah.
If, let's say the Giants get the ball back, I think that's when they run Saquon.
Yeah, but you know what it is, too? And it's like I said to you during the game, I was like, I guarantee you Buffalo was definitely thinking they're going to run. They're going to run this ball up the gut. And then that's probably what they were planning on, and they didn't expect him to go play action.
Right. Couldn't agree with you anymore, but
that's what
yeah.
That's why I thought that's why my feeling was the way it was.
Yeah, Ronnie, I was out there channeling my Tony Romo.
No, but it was fun calling the plays with you, Christian. It was fun doing that. And
I mean, you know, like when you analyze the sport, you know, I give a player's perspective. So, you know, everything I see, I'm looking at it from the view of the helmet.
Right.
All right, ready to pick some games?
Let's pick some games.
Hell yeah. All right. So quick standings.
Uh-oh.
Ryan and Christian are still in the lead.
Who's in last? Still me?
Still you by 2 games, and I crept up a game.
So, what, are Ryan and I tied?
Yep, 58 and 35.
Screw you, Ryan.
You have me at 57-36 and John at 56-37.
Look, but here's the thing. Well,
got a good record.
I brought my A game for you this season.
You know what? I like that, Ryan.
Yeah, but you know what? We all pussied out and said the shitty Eagles were going to win and that the Jets surprised everybody.
But we legitimately
I'll listen. Don't say anything else. I'll explain it when we get to that game, John.
But all I got to say is, fuck the Eagles, go Jets.
3-3 into their bye week. So.
I said what I said, and I said what I said on Facebook, Twitter, and everything. And if somebody don't like it, what did DX say? I got 2 words for you.
Let's get ready to suck it.
There you go.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's get to
not that he can hear me anyway, but anyway.
Thursday game. The Jacksonville Jaguars. As of right now, Lawrence is playing.
Why? What happened to Trevor Lawrence?
Busted knee.
He hurt his knee.
See, and here's what fucks me up about this game. He's my deciding factor on who I'm going with this week.
So it looks like right now he is questionable, which means he is pretty much 50-50.
Right. I was going to say, that sounds like a 50-50 call. Who's the backup in Jacksonville?
That's a good question. Who is the backup? Go and look for it. But while I look for that, I will say that New Orleans is a 1-point favorite, but I'm still taking Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm taking Jacksonville as well because I don't have any type of faith right now in New Orleans' offense. Like, they're stale, they're stagnant, they can't push the ball up the field. You know, the Saints' offensive line has really played below average, and Derek Carr just looks lost.
Yeah, and they're back up at C.J. Beathard.
I don't know a damn thing about him.
But John,
do you know anything about him?
I mean, yeah, he's a journeyman, you know. There, and if he does play in this game, the Jaguars are going to build this offense around one guy, Travis Etienne.
Yeah, they're
going
to run the damn ball.
They're going to run the ball. All they're going to ask of CJ is to control the clock. Control the ball. Don't turn the ball over. Most importantly, don't lose us the football game. Your defense is going to come to your aid, hand the ball off. Make a throw when the opportunity presents itself, and everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, I'll go with Jacksonville in that case.
Right?
I'm going to go Jacksonville.
All right. All right, Las Vegas is a 3-point favorite over Chicago. No, it looks like no Justin Fields, by the way. Christian, who you got?
I am taking the Raiders here. Like, the Bears are just a mess. You know, I have no type of confidence in them. Yeah, the Raiders are going to do enough to win. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game, but the Raiders will come out on top.
John?
Yeah, I'll take the Raiders. I'm surprised nobody's chimed in yet.
Oh, yeah, we will. Raider Dave, who are you taking?
Raider Dave! First off, hold on. Raider Dave has something to say.
Uh-oh.
And that is, y'all don't know shit. I was the only person to take the Raiders. Because y'all thought we were going to fail. But guess what? Y'all don't know shit.
Christian, would you put him in his place, please?
I'm going to get my belt. You sound like you're 12 years old.
I am a grown man who lost his testicles.
Okay, Andy Milonakis.
Oh, Jesus.
No. You got to remember, he lost them in the combine.
Yeah, and not the NFL. A farming combine.
Sounds like a you problem, not mine.
It's terrible day. Shit happens.
You sure about that?
Yep.
Hey, yo, Dave, you know, since you said July, is your favorite Christmas carol the Nutcracker?
Just day. You know that?
Crunching on some balls.
It's not roasting on an open fire.
You know what? That's fine.
Got Frost nipping at his balls.
Just fucking didn't take the Raiders last week. I took the Raiders last week. And that's why y'all can fucking suck it.
Stop sucking in that helium. It's not good for you.
It's not helium, you dick. It's my voice.
Yeah, Raider Dave need his ass whooped.
So, you can kiss the...
Canadians are weird!
Little pile of scorched earth down there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get it. Yeah.
Get Ryan, who are you taking?
I'm going to take the Raiders.
I think Raider Dave next to you with a squirt gun might say other things to say.
Yeah, he probably would have put pixie dust in your Capri. Yeah, he probably would have put pixie dust in Ryan's Capri Sun if he picked the Bears.
Shut up. Everybody say it with me. We don't know shit.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to you.
Oh, God.
The answer is,
hell no.
All I'm saying,
I don't see
because
it.
The answer is, hell no.
All I'm saying,
I don't see
because
it.
And every...
What's your name? Hey, Mr. Big Shot Producer Guy.
Yeah?
Who did Christian take last week?
I think we all did not take the Raiders. You took the Raiders, Dave.
And you guys took who?
I don't even know who the fuck the Raiders played.
Yeah, the team.
Oh, no, wait. They played New England, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, Christian was the only one that took New England. We all took the Raiders.
Oh, okay. Well, then I take back what I said. Christian, you don't know shit.
Hey, Dave, I hope you get stuck in your treehouse.
Funny, it happened once. It was fucking terrifying.
Good. Well, I hope it happens again.
Oh, Jesus.
Learn how to talk to adults.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm talking like an adult, okay?
You are.
But my voice is...
You sound like an 8-year-old with man titties.
What?
I'll whoop you like you was my own child.
This just took a hard left turn.
I am a man!
My favorite is pineapple juice.
I'll call
Jesus!
Tyrone.
Jesus!
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
Christian, I think you're going to need oxygen after this show tonight.
I can't breathe.
All right. And I'm taking Vegas, too.
Well, that's the polluted New York air, sir.
What?
Not like the wonderful arid desert air of Las Vegas. Raider Day!
Exactly.
All right, to the next game, Cleveland. Okay, Dave, you can go.
You've got your check already.
Check didn't clear, John. Check didn't clear, John.
Well, that sounds like a Ronnie problem. He's the one who handles the books around here.
So long, Bowser.
All right, that hurt my feelings. Fuck you guys. I'll see you next week.
I am a man!
I am too, bitch. I just don't have balls.
Hell, you aren't.
You can kiss my entire ass.
You can kiss the blackest part of mine.
Oh, Lord.
You said that already!
Let's come back to that. You fucking twat waffle!
My emotions! My emotions!
All right, next game. Cleveland is a 2.5-point favorite over Indiana. No, it looks like Richardson, so we are getting...
Gardner Minshew.
Minshew as the quarterback. John, who are you taking, Indy or Cleveland?
Give me the Steamers.
Rye?
Give me Cleveland.
Give me Walker. Give me P.J. Walker, Texas Ranger. Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm taking Cleveland. I love their defense. They play collectively well as a unit, and Myles Garrett, this may be the best I think I've ever seen him look. He's playing at a defensive MVP level.
Yeah, Ryan, this is an easy one for you to take. Buffalo is an 8.5-point favorite over New England.
I was going to take Buffalo anyways, yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah,
Buffalo!
Yeah, New England, they're just having all sorts of difficulties pushing the football up the field.
Enjoy watching a good Belichick fucking tantrum.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, remember, John, remember what I said to you the other day? You know, who are the Buffalo Bills? You remember I mentioned that a couple of times? Because
yes, you did. Yes, you
they
did.
They didn't look that great last Sunday against the Giants. I felt that was the game. They should have blown the Giants out. You know,
yeah, but you know, but, oh, go ahead. Finish what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, and the fact they only were able to score 14 points, that just doesn't sit well with me. You know, like, what version of them are we going to see? Are we going to see the version that left everything on the field when they played Miami a couple of weeks ago? Or we're going to see the last 2 weeks because Jacksonville punched them in the mouth and the Giants put up a good fight against them.
They seem, you know what it is, Christian, I'll say this and you can agree or disagree. They seemed, for a team that won the game, they still seemed flat.
No, I couldn't agree with you anymore because my thing is this. Buffalo, they're the Dallas Cowboys of the AFC, right?
Right.
They play down to competition. That's all it was. And there's no way that they should have been playing that flat against a team with only one win, especially with how you played last week. Like, Ronnie, you saw how Notre Dame played against USC, right?
Yep.
Losing in embarrassing fashion and coming in playing pissed off. That's what I wanted to see from the Bills, and we didn't get it.
Yeah.
I'm back. Where are we at?
Still on the Buffalo game, so we're moving to the next one. Washington takes on the New York Giants. Washington's a 2.5-point favorite. Yeah, I'm taking Washington.
Washington. The Giants are just dead
in
the water.
I'm going against you guys. I'm going to take the Giants here. I think they can ugly this game up, and I just saw more life from their offense. Because, John, you know, watching that game with you on Sunday, remember what else I kept saying? If Daniel Jones were on there, you know, the offense wouldn't have looked as fluid as it did, like it did with Tyrod Taylor. Like, I noticed something, you know. They were able to kind of push the ball a little bit more up the field with Tyrod. You know, it's going to be tough for him because this is a defensive line that can get after him. But I think the Giants do just enough to win an ugly football game.
I mean, you're not wrong, but it's just that I think the Giants right now are just – they've been demoralized, you know. I mean, they've been embarrassed, you know. They came into the season with such high hopes, and they've done nothing but underperform. So,
well,
I mean,
the problem with the Giants, and Ronnie remembers when I said this, the problem with the Giants is last year they snuck up on teams, right? Like, no one took them seriously. They beat the teams that they're supposed to beat, but they can't beat the upper echelon teams. And for you to be great, you got to be able to play against everyone, you know, like, they were 0-5 combined against Dallas and Philly last year. Dallas beat them twice, and Philly beat them three times, once in the playoffs. Yeah, they beat the Vikings in the playoffs last season. But other than that, you know, the Giants need a quarterback. Daniel Jones isn't the solution for this football team moving forward.
Yeah, and they just paid him, too.
Which is, yeah, but my thing is, you know, if the Giants were to finish with a top-five pick, they're addressing a quarterback.
Yeah, I agree
getting
with that.
Getting a quarterback. Like, you know, Drake May. I think Drake May would be great with Brian Daboll.
Yep. Rye, who are you taking?
Who was it? Washington and New York?
Yeah, the Giants.
Yeah, give me Washington.
All right. Next on the list, Atlanta takes on Tampa Bay. Christian, who are you taking?
I like Tampa here. I don't trust Desmond Ridder. I like Tampa to bounce back. They were embarrassed last week at the hands of the Detroit Lions. Just couldn't really get anything going, and they stood in their own way.
John?
I'll take Tampa, too. See, I don't mind saying the name now because a certain man's not there anymore.
Ryan?
Who is it?
Tampa versus Atlanta.
Oh, give me Tampa.
Yeah, give me the Bucks. All right, Detroit takes on Baltimore. John, who are you taking?
Christian, is there any key to the game I should watch for this to make my pick or no?
Yeah, these are two of the best defenses in the league. Baltimore, they won a tough game last week against Tennessee, and it was in London. So don't be surprised if they come out sluggish early in this game, and then I just want to see how this Lions defense, the Lions, if I'm a defender on the Lions defense, is simple. Lamar's not running that football. He's going to have to beat me from that pocket, and he's shown that he can't do it. Like, he can't consistently throw the ball downfield from the pocket, and every time I say that, people think I'm a hater, but no, you know, I watch the games, according to somebody who said I don't, and someone who said I should watch the games. But, nah, I think what's going to be key in this game, you know, can the Lions, you know, the Lions have the best run defense in football. The Ravens, the only way they're going to be able to win this game is if they can throw it in the air consistently, and that's what I think favors the Lions. I like the Lions in this one. I previewed this one on the site today, John.
All right, so I'll take the Lions in that thing, because now that you said what's his name's coming off of a week of traveling from England at home, yeah, I'm going to take Detroit.
Yeah, and, you know, I just look at the way the Lions can contain Lamar Jackson. I mean, the Lions are a physical football team on both sides of the ball. They want to run the football, and then they want to stuff your run. And I think the Lions just continue to show, look, we're not a fluke. We're for real. I mean, they are tied at 5-1 with the for the best record in the league with about four different teams.
Yep. Ryan, who are you taking? Detroit, Baltimore.
I've got Detroit down here.
Who are you taking, Ronnie?
Detroit.
Okay, so we're all on a bandwagon.
Yep. All right. Pittsburgh takes on the L.A. Rams. Oh, my God.
You say it right.
Well, first things first, I got to put Pittsburgh in blood for Ryan. Because It's his favorite team versus his hated team.
This is a blood rivalry for me.
Yeah, I'll probably take Pitt, too.
Look, I know that the Rams are favored.
By 3.
Exactly. It's only by 3.
If it was 23, it's a different story, but...
I mean, you brought Cup back with Puka Nakua, Roa Kanua, I don't give a shit. They don't have the backfield to stop them. I'm taking LA.
You're a bitch.
Christian, who are you taking?
I like Steelers here. This is going to be another home game for the Steelers. Like, that crowd is going to be primarily terrible towels. Steelers fan base travels well. You know, I expect Najee Harris and Jalen Warren to shoulder the load of the offense along with George Pickens. I think that Steelers defense is just going to be too much for the Rams offense to overcome.
Is Kenny playing?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he? What happened?
I thought he was hurt when he last played.
Nah, I didn't hear that.
Okay, if it's not, it's either him or Mitch.
Oh, God.
Mitch the bitch.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Look. I know it's Trubisky, but he's got this. It's the Ram. It's like they roll on.
You want to know what's more embarrassing than being the LA Rams? Being the Arizona Cardinals. They take on the Seattle Seahawks, and that's an 8-point favorite. Give me Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah, yep. They need to bounce back because they look terrible against the Bengals the other day. Offensive line couldn't really set the tone up front. Geno was making bad throws, and they couldn't get the running game going.
Yep. Ryan, you taking Seattle?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Green Bay.
I did my picks earlier today.
Yep. Green Bay takes on Denver. Green Bay is a 1-point favorite. Christian, who you taking?
I like Green Bay in this one. You know, the major problem with the Broncos, you know what it is, guys? The major problem with Denver?
What?
Sean Payton's trying to use Russell Wilson like he's Drew Brees.
Yeah, that'll do it. And that's going to get Russ benched.
Look, Drew Brees is a future Hall of Famer for a reason, right? Russell Wilson, he's good, but he's not Drew Brees.
No.
You know, you have to cater to your quarterback skill set. Everything is just a mess right now in Denver. I mean, they play hard, but they just can't come away with victories. I think this is single-handedly the worst team in the National Football League. Green Bay hasn't really impressed me, huh?
Breaking news. Miami just scored on Denver again.
We are contractually obligated to say this.
We are obligated.
In garbage time. I like Green Bay, even though I haven't really been impressed with Green Bay too much. But you knew this was going to be a season full of growing pains because young quarterback replacing a future Hall of Famer. I mean, this is pretty much what Rodgers did with Favre all those years ago. Now it's Jordan Love replacing Aaron Rodgers.
All right, John, who you taking?
This is who? Green Bay and who?
Denver.
Green Bay.
Ryan?
I've got Green Bay.
And I got Green Bay. All right. Next, the L.A. Chargers take on Kansas City. John, who you taking?
Patty Mahomes.
Okay. Ryan?
As much as I hate to say it, I'm taking KC.
Yeah, I'm taking Kansas City, too. Christian, you are reviewing this game. What's your keys to it?
Well, the Chargers, they always seem to play Kansas City tough every year. And I know the Chiefs have won the last 3 games against L.A.
Say it right.
L.A.
There you go.
Oh, shut up. I don't do that to you.
Oh, huh?
Nah, when I look at Kansas City, it's simple. Everybody wants to say their offense hasn't been great, but I think they're bored, to be honest with you. Yeah, the 4-1, they're clicking on all cylinders at times, but they're bored.
Who's watching a game in the background?
Oh, you know the soundbite.
I was going to say.
The man is drunk, but there he goes.
This is going to be another close game between these two because it always seems to come down to the fourth quarter. I preview it on Friday. Be on the lookout.
All right. I'm taking KC, too. So, all right, Sunday night game. The Miami Dolphins go to the link to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Ryan, who do you got?
I think it's going to be a close game. I'm talking like a field goal, and I think it's going to be Miami over Philly. We're just starting to see them have their troubles for the season.
I agree with that. Miami, give me MIA. Christian, you're also reviewing this. What's your keys?
This is going to be a shootout, you know, and Alabama football is going to be very well represented in this game because – you have Tua, you have Jalen Hurts, guys who play for him, and then you have Devontae Smith, and then you also have Jalen Waddle, who also played for Alabama. I just want to see how Philly bounces back because everything that we kept talking about, what's wrong with Philly, why is Philly like this, everything caught up to them against the Jets, and I just think the league has really figured out Jalen Hurts, but I think DeAndre Swift is going to be key in this game. Run the football. They're going to slow the game down, keep that Miami offense on the sideline, and make that Miami defense work. I'm excited for this game. I preview it tomorrow.
John, who are you taking?
Fry, Eagles, fry.
Yep, Miami. You're squishing the fish instead of frying the bird.
I don't like either team, but I just love to see the Eagles fry another week.
And Monday night football, the San Francisco 49ers are 7-point favorites against Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Say it right.
I said it right. Give me Frisco.
Frisco.
I'm taking the San Francisco 69ers.
Christian?
Yeah, I'm taking the 49ers as well. Last week was a humbling loss for them. To beat the 49ers, who are a physical team, what do? You counterattack them with physicality, and that's exactly what the Browns did last week. But I like the 49ers to bounce back here. It's Kirk Cousins in a primetime game, and he doesn't fare well in these.
Nope, it's not a 1 o'clock game, so... And that is it for the NFL picks. And let's bring this shit into the station, boys.
Let's do it.
Oh, boy, what a show, what a show, what a show. But if you like what you heard, if you want to follow us more, follow us on Twitter at the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at F and Ronnie.
At the Zombie Master.
At DailyBlitz_61.
At Stuntcock STL.
And join us back here every Wednesday as we, like I said, dive deep in the good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wide world of sports and sports betting. And, you know, maybe some unique conversations, strip clubs, Satan's butthole, Satan's of hell, you know, Joanna.
Ivana.
Sammy!
Prison, her songs. I know you want me. No, I don't.
You know you want this. No, back even.
And we got to give a special thanks to our favorite guest, Mr. Raider Dave.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the devil.
Well, him too.
Him too.
And Saddam, and whoever had a mini bar down in hell.
He sounded pissed.
Well, when we told him that, we tried to send him our old comrade. He didn't even want him.
Well, I mean, come on. she Juwanna got into the Manischewitz.
Thank God I swallowed before you. I almost did a fucking spit take.
That's what she said.
Hey, yo.
Boom, was that not dynamite? Okay, let's bring this home, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, please tell your friends. If you didn't like what you heard, if you didn't like what you hear,
you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, if you didn't like what you hear, you can tell everyone to go to the third and fourth stages of hell.
Yes, with Juwanna.
Juwanna and Ivana and a shitty minibar. But if you didn't tell your enemies, but until then, always tell them two things. One, Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. And two, everything in life is a teachable moment. And hell, if you don't believe us, well, then that's the fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.